Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is your host this Monday morning, Mr. Cedric Shabazz from God Brothers Radio. And today's topic, it occurred to me over the weekend. I was doing some heavy thinking about the 2016, the presidency coming up. And I was thinking, you know, the African Americans Urban Communities Job and Educational Bill 2017 needs to be talked about. I'm really disappointed right this time that especially for the Democratic Party, especially the I guess what they're called, the Black whatever caucus in Washington D.C. and the NAACP. I'm disappointed in them too, and the Urban League. I'm disappointed in them too. And the reason I'm disappointed in those organizations is because they had the power, and they have the power to get together and put together a bill, a funding bill specifically for African American communities. I'm very disappointed in them that when the recession hit, that these organizations that represent African Americans interests did not rise up to the occasion to make their people first. So what I mean first mean, I don't mean at the expense of anybody else, but I am disappointed that these people, that our brothers and sisters who have this political context and influence and resources, did not come together and say, hey, you know what, the recession is here, let's get together and let's put whatever resources we got into our own communities. Let's be self-sufficient so we could get our brothers and sisters some jobs and you know, start some charter schools or some private schools or something. Because that's when if any resources that was available needed to go to the African community, it was at the beginning of the recession in 2008. Should have been those organizations should have been getting together and getting those things taken care of. And so, you know, I'm very disappointed on those organizations. I take nothing away from their legacy, but I just think they're out of the loop. So should I say, they're missing a whole, they're not in touch with the masses of the African American community. And it's a shame, and it shows. But instead of talking about problems, I'm here to talk about solutions. And one thing is that when it comes to President Barack Obama, we hold him accountable to the point that it would be nice to see if this brother went ahead, stepped up, and said, I'm going to go ahead and put together a bill specifically called the African American Urban Communities Job and Educational Bill 2017, and I'm going to put a budget together with a couple trillion dollars. You know, we're not talking about billions, okay? Billions is no money when you're talking about investing in communities. Now, you got to at least invest a minimum of $2 trillion. Into a specific community if you want that community to flourish and you want results. So, you know, you can't be chintzy and want to cut corners when you want to see your fruit grow, as they say. So, let's say a $2 trillion budget specifically for that. And, you know, and I don't want to get into the politics of special interests. Why should African Americans be specifically get the special privilege before so and so? Because I'm not even going to get into that debate with anybody. Because the bottom line is there is no debate. I mean, us African Americans have contributed an estimate, and this is a low estimate from my research that I have not. You know, I haven't consistently finished yet, but $22 trillion, trillion with a T, $22 trillion is what the low estimate of free African slave labor that our beloved country of the United States of America had benefited from it. $22 trillion that us African Americans have given of our slave labor, free labor to this country. And here's another fact. We were enslaved for 250 years, and right now we've only been free for, I think, 100 and I think maybe whatever it is. But what I'm saying is we still got 96 years to go to basically be free as long as we was in bondage. So isn't that interesting that we still have been enslaved 96 years longer than we have been free at this present moment, this day, April 6th or 7th or whatever it is, 2015, this particular moment. We still have been enslaved longer than we've been free physically. So, but to get back to this bill, so I don't go off track, we wish the President Obama would have stepped up and done something. But the fact is, it looks like he's not going to do so, or he's not going to be able to do so. And so we as a community give President Barack Obama a pass. We believe as a community that he was anointed to be the first African-American president of the United States, and that's what the Lord wanted him to. Whatever he accomplished in his presidency, his legacy and all that, the Lord already had written him to have those things accomplished. And the things that he was not able to accomplish, the Lord already has it written that he won't be able to accomplish those things. But I believe in his heart that he really wants to do this bill. I really believe in his heart, and I think in our hearts in the African American community, we want to give him the benefit of doubt of his heart and his spirit and his soul, that he really, 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 really wish he could do this, you know. And if it's not written for him to do it, he gets a pass from us. He's our beloved brother. We love him as a community, and we wish him and his family blessings and all the blessings they have in the future, because they deserve it. And okay, so get back to this bill. So, you know, what I'm expecting for right now is a payday. It's time for the political establishment, and specifically the Democratic Party. It's time to open up that war chest of yours, that financial bank you got, and it's time to start paying African American community their due. For the main fact is that African Americans got screwed over through this whole 8 years of brother Barack Hussein Obama, the first African American president of the United States. We got screwed over these whole 8 years, and let me be specifically on how we got screwed over. For one thing, I haven't thoroughly went through all the accomplishments of our beloved brother president has accomplished so far, but I wish I had a little time that I wish I put some time away to do that, because I'm pretty sure if I did look at from line from A to Z on his accomplishments, I could pretty much say that the majority of those accomplishments, is fair to say that they benefit as us U.S. American citizens as a whole. So we're going to give him the benefit of the doubt that no other body got something more than someone. That the decisions he made was for the benefit of us all, because we're all Americans. So let's at least be on that page, regardless of our political differences or whatever else superficial difficulties we have. Let's at least agree that the brother is a genuine American citizen, not no birth of beast crap, and that he loves his country just like we love this country. That's not a no-brainer. All right, now get back to my issue here. So right now we're sitting in an American community sitting in a position of strength right now. I think we're more stronger now than we were 8 years ago when we our way to electing our dear beloved brother, the president, Barack Obama. And we're in a position more strength right now because it is very clear in the last 8 years that we're communities, we're organizations, we're corporations, we're financial institutions, we're religious institutions. It's pretty clear that a lot of these entities drew a line on us African Americans as a whole. And it just took us African Americans a little, probably 8 years to see the line drawn. But I'm pretty sure that there's some people who had some foresight into seeing this line drawn. They know, you know, they're pretty clever. They know what they're doing. And, you know, so saying that, I'm going to get right to the point. As I did my research from the American Civil Rights Movement from the years of 1957 to 1965, between those years, I've saw that all the marches that the Civil Rights Movement done, all the speeches, all the demonstrations, and even the violent ones, especially the violent ones down south with, I guess, George Wallace in Alabama and Georgia and Arkansas and all that stuff back in the day, where our beloved African-Americans, I would say African-Americans, had dogs sicked on them, been bitten by dogs, mauled by dogs, had been beaten down by police and police batons, have been beaten by gun butts, have been shot, have been water hosed, have been hung and lynched and killed and jailed. There was plenty of African Americans, men and women, who put their lives on the line to give us a better future, and they accomplished their mission. And I am so thankful as an African-American man sitting here in 2015 at 48 years old that I've had all these opportunities that were opened up to me because of those brave, brave African-American soldiers and men and women that stepped up and loved us so. Now, they were not the only ones who stepped up in the civil rights, port us. Us African Americans collectively, we did have a very good relationship with our Jewish brothers and sisters, and regardless if they're Democratic or Republic or conservative, liberal, Orthodox or Orthodox, secular. Regardless of business, banking, Hollywood, you name it, our Jewish brothers and sisters have always been right there, really right next to us in this fight. You know, there are several of them who lost their lives up down in Mississippi and stuff. So we're forever grateful to our brothers and Jewish brothers and sisters because we have the same history together, as you should say. But at the same time, we need to go ahead and we need to hold accountable the Democratic Party at this time accountable for putting together this bill. I'm saying right now that I'm looking forward and I am expecting the Democratic Party, Clinton, and the NAACP, the Black Caucus, all this Democratic political resources and strength to come together and make a brave announcement and say, we are putting together the African-American urban community jobs and education in 2017 bill program. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't know what's the holdup. I don't see how they can have a conscience that they wouldn't do that for a, for a collective group of us who, if it wasn't for our vote, President Obama would not be president, nor will Hillary Clinton will have a chance to be president in the year 2016 if we collectively, as African Americans, collectively, regardless of our political persuasions, regardless of whatever differences we have as far as being African Americans, we come together on a single issue collectively, can the Democrat, independent, whatever, if we come together and we say, look, if you guys do not give us a $2 trillion bill to fund the African American community, jobs and education, we are not going to vote for you, Hillary Clinton, and we're not going to vote for you, Jeb Bush, just to use hypothetics. So somebody's got to come to the table, and they got to come quick, because in the year 2016, if they don't come correct with the African American community, they're not going to get our vote. And you know what? When you don't get our vote, that means we voted on us. And we have a whole different program to go from that point of view. Because if that is the circumstance, and God forbid, if that will happen, I'm not saying this will happen. I'm not predicting nothing like that. But I'm just saying it can happen, and African-American community has the power right now, the election, one way or the other. If we vote for the Democrats, the Democratic nominee will be the President of the United States. If we vote for the Republican nominee, most likely, and we sway some Latinos with us, and a lot of people who are with our cause, that are really with our cause, we'll take a Republican president at this time. It doesn't matter to us if it's a Democrat or Republican at this time. We're looking for somebody that has the interest of us collectively as African American community. And the only proof that we will feel at this point of time, in the year 2015 going to 2016, is if you want our vote, you're going to have to put a bill, a job and educational bill, that funds and finances our children for generations. I mean, if you're not willing to invest in our children, you're not going to get our vote. And then we know where everybody's at. We know where the Democrats will be at. We'll know where the Republicans will be at. As far as African Americans, we will step back and we'll see where our Jewish brothers and sisters are at. We'll see where our Hispanic brothers and sisters are at. We'll see where our Asian brothers and sisters are at. We'll see where our Christian brothers and sisters are at, our Muslim brothers and sisters are at. We'll see where the Republicans are at, where the Democrats. We will see, as African Americans, we will step back and we will see where everybody is at. And then we'll see clearly everybody's lines that you guys drawn for us collectively. And when we see that happen, what we're going to do is we're going to say, okay, it's been by time that we take care of ourselves and our thinking. So most likely, like our most beloved brother, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not so much of a separation, of a physical separation. I am a starch integrationist. I'm going to get that out of the way. I'm a starch integrationist. But I'm saying a separation of our priorities and our thinking for the African-American community of where we're going to put our resources at. Our biggest resource as a people, as African-Americans, is our purchasing power. It's not our savings, because we as a collective group, we are not savers. We don't have a savings account. That is a curse on a majority of us African Americans. It's not the idea that we don't make money or had make money or made money. Is the fact is that we have, majority of us has this curse on us that for some reason we don't save money. So that is the bottom line with that. But to get back to the point of this bill, okay, we will know where everybody stands. We will know where the LGBT community stands. We will know where everybody stands collectively on how they feel and how they're going to deal with us African Americans on a collective level. So we, and so, like I said, our biggest resources is our purchasing power. So what we're going to do, and we should do this any week, anyways, regardless if we get a job educational bill or not, I am saying, as far as my charity group that I'm putting together called Black Men Uplifting Black Boys nonprofit, which will not accept any kind of donations, public or private. It will be self-financed and self-sufficiently. Black Men Uplifting Black Boys charity will never take public money or private money, period. So what I'm saying here is specifically, here's the deal, and I'm putting it out online. The Democrats, Hillary Clinton, and all of them Democratic powerhouses that have benefited from the African-American community's votes for since the 60s. But this is not the 60s no more. This is the year 2015, and it's time for somebody to pay up $2 trillion. And I'm saying the money, $2 trillion needs to be invested into the African-American urban communities, job and educational 2017 bill. So once again, my name is Cedric Chabaz, and I got 5 minutes on this program. And I like to just say, if you would please like to continue to support God Brother Radio, I do ask you to please purchase some God Brothers apparel, which consists of over 200 logos on over 5,000 products located at Zazzle, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Chabaz, Cedric. Shabazz. Once again, at Zazzle, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Chabaz, Cedric. You can go to that my God Brothers Apparel store there and purchase a t-shirt, a hat, a ladies bag, skateboards, coffee mugs, calendars, over 5,000 products and 200 logos there. So if you want to continue to support God Brother Radio, please go there and make a purchase. And your purchase is just a blessing and keeps me going. So once again, my name is Cedric Chabaz. This is God Brother Radio. I'm live from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. And, ending this show on this note, I am going to be going on tour in the year 2016. The tour is going to be called, I'm going to be my new book called The Black Man's Success and Survival Guide in America will be available hopefully December 1st, 2015. And also, God Brother Records, the record company, it should be dropping a hip hop album compilation with the same name called Black Man's Success and Survival Guide in America on the same day, December 1st, 2015. And I'm looking forward to going on my 2016 tour to of Black Man's Success and Survival Guide in America, touring all the African-American urban cities and the major cities and all the historical black colleges in the South. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, and God willing that it's going to take effect. And, we're going to do this. You know, we're going to get what's due to us. No more. You know, everybody else is benefiting from us. You know, now I'm not trying to be funny about it, but think about it, you know. A lot of people benefited from the civil rights movement. Our Jewish brothers and sisters benefited. Women benefited. Our Hispanic brothers and sisters benefited. Our Asian brothers brothers and sisters benefited. Anybody of a color in America benefited from African Americans putting their lives on the line, getting killed, getting dogs bit on them, and getting jailed. And so my people have already represented, and we got the least of the deal. So they gave us the right to vote, and gave us some kind of welfare program, that, you know, the Lyndon B. Johnson whatever initiative. But no, I'm not mad at it. But come on now. Now it's 2015, and the presidency of Barack Obama in the last year. And let me tell you who benefited from that. Not us. No, not us. You know who benefited is our Hispanic brothers and sisters, the legal ones. They benefited. They will benefit with this illegal bill. The LGBT. Brothers and sisters, they benefited big time. Now they could legally get married in a lot of states and even receive federal benefits. So a lot of people benefited big time of us. But yes, us African Americans still don't have African American a job and educational bill for our children. Really? Well, that's going to change. That's going to change. And this is the deal. Hillary Clinton, Jeb Bush, Democrats, and Republicans. If you guys do not give us African American community a $2 trillion job and educational bill specifically for the African American community, probably neither one of you guys is going to be very surprised who's going to be the president of the United States, because we got the power to do it. Thank you for listening to God Brothers Radio. God bless you. My name is Cedric Shabazz. Be nice to each other. Kiss each other. Take one day at a time. Always treat your family and your friends with love and tender care. God bless you, and everybody have a peaceful, peaceful week. Thank you, in Jesus' name.